And let's suppose somebody has an acquaintance, someone's business, a friend of it down the block, something like that, and he gets a bit of a disagreement with his friend. Nothing major, a bit of a spat, and turns out shortly thereafter this person becomes a chayla. He thinks the prime opportunity, I'll go visit him. We have a nice move, go ahead, visit him, show him that you care about him. So there are different degrees to whether this is a right or wrong action to take. The Ramah says, Yesh Arim de Sine Yachal Leilech Lavakir Chayla, Veloy Nirali. The Ramah says, so in the case of a Sine, where we're talking about an extreme case, where there's really, it's come to the point of hatred. There's a real hatred between two people, and one of them is Nasril, so one of them decides to go ahead and visit the other one. Now, the Ramah originally quotes the Maharil. Maharil says it's an ideal thing to do. He says, what could possibly be better? You have a guy here, there's a sin, there's a real active sin between the two, and here's a prime opportunity for someone to go ahead, to take the moment, seize the moment, and go ahead and show that you care and go visit him. The Ramah says, like nearly, I don't agree with this Maharil. He says, not only should one not visit a chayla, but one should not go be menachem avil as well, somebody with their sin. Why is that? He says, as far as the person himself was going to visit, as far as the person himself is going to menachem avil, a gesture is certainly a kind-hearted gesture, and he's going forth to show that he actually wants to put the sin aside and wants to help this person out or show sympathy for this person. However, the person on the receiving end, the person in the hospital, the person who's being sitting shiva, who sees this person coming into him, he may well interpret it, look, this guy hates me, he hasn't, you know, he's always has it out for me, and now he's coming along, deep down I'm sure he's really happy that I'm suffering. He'll look at it quite the opposite effect. He'll say, yeah, the guy's coming in here and telling me how bad he feels, deep down I'm sure he's quite excited that I'm down and out. Now, we have here two different approaches. Now, this person ultimately means well. We're talking about a person who actually is trying to put aside the sin. Nonetheless, the Ramah says, since it's not clear what the person's reaction will be, and it's entirely possible to take it the wrong way, one should not go ahead. Again, these both halachos apply as well to Bikachelim and as well as to Nicham Avelim. One way there's a case of real sinner, one should not go ahead and do that. The Shach says, ultimately, since this case, it's a huge gray area, because if it's a small, minor, something where something came up, and there's something, some hard words were exchanged, but no real ill will, obviously, we're not so, it would seem, in most cases, we shouldn't be so concerned. With the case of a real, things really boiled over, there's a much more major concern. Usually in life, there's a vast area in between which is entirely unclear. So the Shach says it's impossible to give a clear hagdara. It says, ultimately, you have to judge how severe the sinna is and what type of people they are, what type of character people have. Ultimately, you have to judge. But they're just taking their most stock. Their most stock is generally to die to err on the side of not visiting. Don't go ahead and risk it. Ultimately, the reason why we're back at chayla is to make the person feel better, to encourage him, to give him chizuk and support. If you go ahead and take the gamble, it's not worth it. Stay home. Now, what could you do? There are things you can do. You can inquire from afar if there's anything you can do. Perhaps you could send someone else to be back at chayla. There are other steps you could take. But to go ahead and visit directly, their most stock is, when unsure, err on the side of staying home. A side point related to this, in this Parsha, it says that the Yosef hears that Yaakov Inu is sick, and Yosef takes his two sons and he goes to visit Yaakov. Why did he take his two sons? Ultimately, they received the bracha. But we don't know, there's no indication in the Pasuk that the reason why he took them was to give them a bracha. Yaakov ultimately calls them over and gives them a bracha. The Tzafes Paneach al Torah says, see the She'iltas, Simen Tzad Gimel. If you look over there, the She'iltas says that when one goes to visit a chayla, one should not go alone, one should take other people with him. Yosef understood that his father was sick, it was told him his father was sick, he would ask him when he took other people. Why so? Why can't one go alone to visit the chayla? So Rav Moshe Feinstein and others talk about it, but there's no clear explanation for the shiltis, but Rav Moshe and others suggest that, again, the ultimate thing is, how will the person react to your visit? That coming alone, sometimes it's one level of chizik. When you come with other people, again, it depends who you are, it depends who other people are, but very often when you come with more people, it shows more of a chashivas, the person's more wowed that a whole crowd came to visit him. And it's by doing so, it'll give him much more chizik. And again, ultimately, the whole reaction we're trying to get is that he should feel positively reinforced, and therefore, we should try to measure before we go how we can best achieve that result. Thank you guys for the support of the Zaki Sol, T-shirt and Tarimiskim, and the coffee sponsor, Yagdal Tarimiskim.